Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy holidays from Matt Besser and Brett Morris. We wish you and your humans much happiness in this season, and what better way to celebrate than giving the gift of Improv for Humans. That's right, $40 for a year subscription to the Rule of Four. That's everything we have to offer on improvforhumans.com. Go there right now and see what's available to you. If you have a subscription, the Professor Besser feed, with videos from Besser's Attic, the picks of the greatest comedies of all time, on the Best Taste in the Universe feed, regular Maddie B's music picks, semi-regular sci-fi power rankings, live access to the greatest concert ever, Discord access, all on improvforhumans.com. The gift for the comedy nerd human in your life.
And human, if you are looking for a much more personal gift for someone extra special to you, even if that is yourself, you can now purchase a custom improv scene performed by Besser and friends just for you, based on your own story. Go to improvforhumans.com and click on Single Servings to get started.
Happy holidays, humans, from Matt Besser and Brett Morris. And what better way to celebrate the season than giving the gift of Improv for Humans? Go to improvforhumans.com right now and see what we have available with the Rule of Four subscription. Just $40 for a year, $4 for a month. Give the gift of ad-free Improv for Humans with bonus scenes, plus all that's available on the Professor Besser feed and the Best Taste in the Universe feed. Improvforhumans.com. The gift for the comedy nerd human in your life.
And human, if you are looking for a much more personal gift for someone extra special to you, even if that is yourself, you can now purchase a custom improv scene performed by Besser and friends just for you, based on your own story. Go to improvforhumans.com and click on Single Servings to get started.
If the circuits don't work, the music collapses.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Carl, Luca, Mr. Jones, Mr. Tart. Keep it going, Brett. I just heard this song like yesterday. This is the instrumental of it, actually. What's it called? Pink Shears by Pinking Mandy Shears. Indiana.
It's called
Keep
what?
Keep it going.
Pinking Shears.
Oh, Pinking nice. Shears.
I don't know what pinking means.
Me neither.
Keep it going. Turn it up a little bit. Yeah, it's post-Thanksgiving, everybody. Don't get sleepy off that turkey. We got to keep it going. This is not the part I like. Oh, yeah. Turn up a little bit. I'm pulling up to a stoplight with this. I'm rolling down my windows and smiling at everyone.
Oh. Showing off your bass.
Yeah, I like this part the most. That'd be good to shit to that. Don't know why. Do certain sounds make you sleepy? Like, not sounds, but maybe it is sounds.
Like songs?
You know what I'm talking about? There's like certain bands I listen to. And it's not just the vibe or that they have sleepy music. It's literally the tones they achieve in their instruments. You know what I'm talking about?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like they make you...
It literally puts me to sleep.
Relax. Yeah.
And it's like, is it vibrating my bones in a certain way?
I don't know.
You know, Andre 3000's got a new album out that's all ambient instrumental music. And I turn it on to go to sleep. And the music that plays after that sounds insane. Like, it's a lot of noise. And so, well, I was just telling y'all about my Palm Springs trip.
Yeah.
I had the album playing in the room, like on my phone, and to go to sleep to it. And because it was I usually go to sleep to the TV, but the TV was kind of too close to the bed. It was a Roku TV. And they didn't have any of the apps hooked up, and I don't remember any of my passwords. So,
yeah.
Like, a lot of ads. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to turn it off, and I'm going to turn on this Andre 3000 album and just kind of go to sleep to that. And my friend who was standing in the room across the hall from me was like, yo, what was that you were playing last? Like this morning, it sounded like your alarm was going off. And it did wake me up like an alarm. But it was the album. It was after the Andre 3000 album, Spotify continues to play, you know, autoplay music. And it just takes you to like the bowels of the ambient sound on Spotify.
So you got to sleep through the Andre 3000.
Yeah. I got to sleep through that. But in the morning, it was just like somebody throwing staples at a wall.
That's amazing. I don't know how you sleep to music. I can't do it.
I have trouble. I have like a white noise machine. Is that music?
We cut to two people hooking up the first time. Oh, that was great sex. But I do have to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I put on a little ambient noise, I guess you'd call it?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, no, that's great. If you don't mind if I put like my Andre 3000 on.
The new album? The flute one? I haven't heard it yet.
I don't know. Is it new? Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's really good for... It's really good
in 14 years. Yeah, I think. Pretty new.
I'm pretty excited about it, but like it's good at getting me to sleep. I just got to watch out for that album that comes up after.
Okay. My ambient was a little different. Okay. I guess this will work. I have... I'm more of a whale sound guy, more of an ocean guy. Do you mind if I mix it in?
No, please. After what just happened, like, I feel like we're really vibing.
Yeah. I'm so covered in cum, it's like being in the middle of the ocean anyway.
I've never shot that much. It's crazy.
I usually swallow it and leave it all over myself. But I do have to get up early for work, so...
Yeah, no, this is
I can't tell if this is Andre 3000 or whale. Do you mind if I turn mine up just a little bit louder than yours? I'm sorry.
What's that? Sorry, what's that?
You were trying to harmonize with the whale at one point, and that kind of threw me off.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Did you know you were doing that?
No, I felt I think I was asleep. I'm sorry. That was really what's it called? Soporific music or whatever?
I don't even know.
I think that
I
means
do need to get up just early in the morning.
Okay. Oh, you know what that was? I sometimes snore. It might have been
just happened to harmonize with it.
If it did, like, I don't see why you're complaining. I mean, no offense.
I'm so used to. I know that does sound weird.
Sounds like.
Do you mind if we put on Cats Purring instead? You can keep with the Andre.
It's your place. Like, so you can put whatever you want on, but I don't like cats. I don't like cats.
It's just so soothing.
We cut to the next morning. Hey, Stacy, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I really appreciate you allowing me to crash on your couch. I know I'm a dude, and I said there was no, like, vibe between us, and there isn't.
Definitely not.
But I will tell you, I will let you in on a little bit of a secret. I do get to sleep faster with the sounds of you having sex with other dudes.
And
last night, you turned on some bullshit.
Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's a compliment. You have you moan, like, atonally, which is good for me. Last night, y'all turned on some bullshit after you got done.
Flute music, that Andre 3000.
That and also the whale sounds and the cats purring. I was up all night tossing and turning. You want some coffee, by the way?
Oh.
Yeah, I do. I didn't get much sleep either.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah, I'll take one if you're making enough for two, if it's not a problem.
Yeah, we are making enough for two. You are a third person.
Third person.
Where'd you pick up this guy at?
Well, don't get mad at him. He helped put you to sleep too.
I'm sorry. We didn't meet last night. You were pretty blasted when we got home.
He sleeps here every once in a while. He's a friend of mine that crashes, but we're not attracted to each other. Moaning.
Yeah, yes. It is atonal, right?
It's an atonal moan.
Yeah, that made it hard for me to actually stay up when we were doing it. You know what I mean?
And we cut to a year and a half later. Luke is dating a completely new woman, but it is that same moment. And I just have to get to sleep. I'm going to put on this new,
of course,
ambient atonal moaning app sound that's going around, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm so sorry. That is very cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Andre 3000?
Of course. Hey,
because
hey,
like his new shit. Have you heard it?
No.
It's super soporific.
The brand new one.
Yeah, the most new one.
Put it on.
It'll make you go right to bed. It'll make you okay. Hang on. There we go. You see what I'm saying? That's so nice.
Minutes turn into hours, turn into days and years. And the landlord doesn't get paid on this apartment. But the landlord dies of a heart attack, and
whole
building gets passed down. But this couple that went to sleep sleeps for hundreds of years, and the music somehow provides sustenance.
It's like Rip Van Winkle.
And then one day the electricity goes out, and the music stops. 340. Oh, wow.
What happened?
That was a really good sleep. That's his newest album?
Get out of my house. Who are you people in my house?
What the hell?
What's going on?
You get out of my apartment.
Where did this beard come from?
What? I can't understand you at all. Trespassing.
Yeah, I'm going to scratch you with these super long nails if you don't get out of here.
Let us catch up.
Humans, it's a pretty good album. Pick it up. So what did you do? What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? We hear a little bit from Carl's trip. What about you, Luca?
Oh, I stayed in town. And I hung out with my sister who cares about holidays a lot. And so I used to like not give her that, like a really cool guy. And like, but then she had a kid and she's a single mom. So because I love the kid, I'm like, okay, fine. We can do Thanksgiving stuff. But he makes it better because he goes like, we're going to have pizza and ice cream cake. That's Thanksgiving. And I'm like, all right, man. I like it. So I did that and I watched sports. Oh, and I got a root canal.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hopefully not on Thanksgiving.
Not on the exact day.
Like you said, she loves holidays. Like you just hate holidays.
Oh, I just don't like the whole like forcing everybody to do it at the same time. I really feel like it should be staggered throughout society. So like, it's not like, it's like not every store like fucking closes on this like 36 hour period.
Oh my God. Lucas here. Hey.
Hey man,
happy
how's it
Thanksgiving.
Going?
We didn't expect you to show up. Guys, yes. Lucas. Lucas here.
Lucas here.
What? At Thanksgiving? On Thanksgiving? He's not doing his own Thanksgiving? No, damn, he's doing our Thanksgiving.
He must have lost some cool points.
I guess so. Are you all right, buddy? You need some money?
No, it's like, I normally hate Thanksgiving. It's crazy, but like my sister and her son left town and all of a sudden I feel lonely. And I feel like, okay, maybe it is good to be around people during holidays.
Is that Luca? Are you having Thanksgiving on our Thanksgiving this year? Cause you're
I mean,
lonely.
Like, I know that, like, I know that, like, normally, like, in terms of, I mean, it's not like a full legal go to jail thing, but it's like a daylight savings thing. Like, it's staggered and my last name puts me in the other group where we celebrate it in December. But like, if I could have it with you, I think that'd be cool.
Luca, you're talking too fast for grandma. She can't take all this. You're going to mess up her equilibrium.
I'm sorry, grandma.
I'm so glad you're finally having Thanksgiving with the rest of the family.
Me too.
Is your Christmas still in the summer?
Yes, yes, it is in the summer, which is when they think Jesus was born, so.
Who's they?
No, let's not talk religion.
Don't get into this, Luca. Jeez, grandma's not, she can't handle this.
Well, I just don't see what the big deal is. It's like, what does it matter?
It's just everyone should have Christmas the same day. 4th of July, I hear, you had on October 3rd. How's that possible? 4th of July on October 3rd.
What do you mean, how's it possible? It's what I did. I went October 3rd, and then I did all the 4th of July stuff. And I celebrated the independence of the United States of America.
Like, Grandma, take some of your Dramamine. Grandma? Take some of your Dramamine, Grandma. This guy's going to get you in a tizzy.
Oh. At least he's here. I'll go get him a slice of pumpkin pie.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
On Thanksgiving, finally.
Hey, listen, man. You and your weird traditions coming in here messing up everybody's holiday. We're not going to have this, all right?
Whose weird traditions, man?
Yours.
Your traditions are weird.
My traditions are not weird. I stuck with this family. You decided to leave, okay? I'm the good son. You're the one who goes out here and you celebrate all these crazy holidays. On other days, you call all of us 6 months after our birthday talking about happy birthday.
It's a rational thing that I'm doing, though, man.
Listen, man, I gave up my career for this. I gave up my career to be here for grandma, to be here for mom, to be here for Uncle Chuck. I gave up my career for this whole thing. So you don't come waltzing in here like you're some good son and they're all happy to see you.
I don't want to be the good son. I don't want to be the good son, bro. It's okay. You get all that. I'm so thankful you sacrificed your life for our family and I didn't have to. I'm so beyond thankful for that. So
you get to move up to New York City and celebrate holidays on the wrong fucking day.
Pumpkin pie. Are you boys fighting?
No. We're not fighting.
Yeah.
We're just playing. I'm just happy to see my brother.
Yeah. Now, I heard you celebrated my funeral on my birthday this year. Is that true?
Oh, God damn it.
Well, just let me explain, okay?
Because I'm not dead.
What's that?
I'm not dead.
Of course you're not dead. But I feel like the best way to do this is once you get within about 5 years or so, you should like go ahead and get that over with.
Oh my God,
so
grandma,
you can.
Granny, take some of your Maalox.
5 years or so.
That makes sense, right?
Drink some of this Maalox, Granny. Drink some Maalox.
What's Maalox again?
It's an like eggnog medicine. And I'll go get you some eggnog on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what I like.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
Folks, you can do your own traditions, especially, I'm not a big turkey fan myself.
Oh, what are you a fan of?
Just about everything else. I'd rather have a steak or some ribs or... Yeah.
Does it matter how it's prepared? Like, I fry a turkey and the fried turkey is real juicy and tasty.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I do like fried most things, and I like barbecued most things.
Yeah. Sticking a turkey on a barbecue is very good, too. I've gone to an uncle's house that did that.
Yeah.
Smoked.
But speaking of the fryer, and I don't know if that's still a thing, fryer accidents, but I just remember growing up in the South, it seemed like every Thanksgiving you'd hear about someone operating their fryer incorrectly.
Yeah.
And lighting the whole backyard on fire.
Well, what happens is they drop the turkey into the grease too fast, and the turkey is usually way too cold to be dropped in the grease. You're supposed to let that thing get to room temp after you season it.
And we cut to the backyard, and this is an uncle in the middle of this explanation.
All right.
Just now hear him out.
I'm listening.
Put down that shovel.
I'm sorry. Hang on.
We put it in now. We're all going to be hungry. No. Hear him out. Continue what you were saying. It's too cold. What?
The turkey is too cold. The turkey needs to come to room temp.
That's why you fry it, to bring down how cold it is.
Throw it in now. That's
put
not
down
how
that
science
hoe.
Works. That's not how science works, okay?
Bring down the cold and you bring... Wait,
bring,
what? You bring up the heat, right?
Carl lives in Los Angeles. He knows science people. Go ahead, Carl. You bring down the cold how?
You put the turkey at room temp. You don't want to drop a cold turkey in the hot oil.
How do you get room temp in the middle of the backyard? Fuck LA.
That's a good question. No, it's all right, though.
It's a good question. How do you get room temp out in a backyard?
We set it in the house. We're going to leave it in the house, and then we're going to bring it out.
And you stick one of those thermometers in it until it's room temp?
Listen, why did y'all ask me to cook the turkey? If y'all hate L.A. so much, why'd y'all ask me to cook the turkey?
I like L.A.
I love L.A. Don't put that song on again.
Put it on!
Carl, look, it took a long time to get us all out in the backyard. Now you're saying we got to take the turkey back inside?
No,
yeah, why didn't we do this before?
Why didn't we do this before?
The turkey is too cold. We didn't let the turkey rest enough after we seasoned it. It ain't going to take that much longer.
Okay, we cut to 45 minutes later, and they've been around the kitchen table with the turkey just sitting there in the middle, and they've all just been looking at it. Can't we just go watch football while it sits in here and becomes room temp?
It's not tradition.
How much longer, Carl?
We can do it.
How much do we have to watch it?
In about 15 minutes. In about 15 minutes, we'll be all right.
That's what you said 15 minutes ago, man. Come on.
It's done now. It's done now.
Let's just eat it.
Throw it in now.
Toss it in.
All right. Fine.
You think you're better than us because you're from Los Angeles.
That's not true. That is not true. I don't think that. Listen, let's go outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to add a couple sprigs of lemongrass inside the turkey. It's going to be really good. It's a thing that we do in Los Angeles.
What? Is this going to be some Thai turkey?
Yeah. Yes, actually it is.
Lemongrass?
A Thai turkey.
Lemongrass?
Lemongrass and a peanut sauce.
We see like a quarter of the family go off into a living room. All right, let's just talk about this real quick. Like, I like Thai food, but not on Thanksgiving.
I know. Wait, can we turn the football game on while we talk about this, please?
They went into the other room.
Oh, I thought we went into the other room.
I thought we went into the other room.
Who's we and who's they? Do not talk religion.
Or politics.
Or football.
I'm going to take the turkey outside now, and it's time to
fight. Oh, it's ready. It is. It's ready. Been 15 minutes of arguing.
It's ready.
Let's do it.
So we cut to 5 minutes later, and they're all gathered around the fryer. All right. Do we toss it in, throw it in, or drop it in?
No, none of those things.
Dunk it in. Do we dunk it in?
Dunk it in? I'll dunk it in.
No, I'm going to gently lower the turkey into the grease.
Snowflake. Good.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to do it?
You're so Hollywood, bro. You're so LA.
Do you want to do it? You guys want to do it? I'll go back and catch. I'll catch my flight back to LA right now. I don't even eat turkey. I'm vegan.
Oh, what? Did you hear that? I knew
You're vegan?
I knew
it. What's the matter with you, man? That's disgusting. Shame on you.
Carl, people are just a little hungry. You put it in the way you think it should be put in. And how do you describe putting in? Gently doing what?
Gently dropping it in.
Gently.
Slowly and gently dropping it in.
It's a gentle drop, everyone. It's not a dunk or a throw.
Is it a drop or is it a lowering?
Like a lowering, yes. Lowering, that's a good word. Lowering.
Make up your mind.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Everybody stand back. Stand back.
Stand back. I'll help. No, stand back.
Stand back and stand by.
Okay.
Uncle Stan's supposed to do what?
No, Uncle Stan's not supposed to do anything. Back.
Am I supposed to help? Oh, no.
Splash.
This is the only good thing about LA, man. The whole backyard's on fire. Somebody please. Everybody, watch out. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll.
After the song's over.
Eggnog, use the eggnog to put out the flames.
We were born around.
We need milk. It's a grease fire. Don't put water on it.
Eggnog is milk.
What kind of milk? You got some almond milk or something? LA guy?
Oat milk. Just can't ride it no more. From the side thing to the back.
Let us catch up.
Every time that song comes on, people always say, oh, you know he was singing that song ironically.
Yeah, right? He was.
But it doesn't matter. He's from Los Angeles. He does love Los Angeles. He just wasn't like naming all like the places that tourists would want to hear him name. It wasn't like he like hates L.A.
No, I think I think he loves L.A. so much that he can make fun of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's L.A. all the way, man.
He's from here. He's a Valley kid.
Yeah.
I want you guys to weigh in on something I saw over the weekend. And not the basketball tournament. I'll get to that.
Let's get to that.
Let's do that then. Let's do that. Why wait? Because I'm afraid I'll never get out of it. I loved it so much. But yeah, I went to see a basketball tournament with my family over the Thanksgiving weekend. There's these college basketball tournaments everywhere.
Yeah, the pre-conference ones were out.
Yeah, and they get good matchups too, that will help when it comes tournament time. So it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And this one, the Razorbacks were 1-2. They didn't do too great in the tournament, but I had a really good time. But I want you guys to weigh in on some observations.
This was in Atlantis, the Atlantis thing?
Yeah, the battle in Atlantis.
Nice.
Which is this really fun resort for kids too, because it's like a water slide paradise. So
nice.
Where's that at? Is that Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. How do they get blue water and our water's not blue? Let's not talk about that too much.
Yeah. You know. It's depressing.
I want to get into some specifics since you guys are both basketball guys. So one of the games, I'm a homer, but I feel it was ruined by the referees calling way too many calls.
Yeah.
And we got 3 technicals called against us, and we ended up losing by 5 points. You could say we lost by those technicals. We lost for a lot of reasons, but
what were the technicals?
Well, that's what I want to get into and get your opinions on.
Yeah.
So the first technical was a hand motion. Can you guess what the hand motion was? No word said. After a 3-pointer, our player turns towards their bench with a hand motion. No words. And his hand motion gets the technical.
He wasn't flipping him off or anything?
I would assume it was the 3 fingers to his head.
No. Wow. I wonder if that would have gotten it.
Or waving?
No.
So, but was it like quote unquote obscene?
Well, okay. So we all know in basketball, the one I know you can't do is the cutthroat.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I feel both levels. That's the one that's like in the book you can't do.
I didn't know.
I don't know if any other ones exist, but he did a shooting motion.
Yeah.
So he went like this.
Mm. No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Right.
Because
but let's parse why. I agree, but isn't it kind of funny that there's these lines of, and like the ones Carl just did, like 3 points, 3 points in the air, 3 points to the head, like, or is it just anything at that bench?
Oh, I think that you should be able to act like you're shooting guns at the people, but you can't do that is all I was saying. Like,
I don't think you're allowed to do anything towards the other team's bench in college.
At all? No taunting at all?
No taunting towards the other team's bench in college at all.
That's probably right. That might be right.
Now, you're not even allowed to just like stare at them when they make a shot.
Yeah.
Can't even turn to them. That is such a bummer. And then we think you're adults when you go to the NBA. Now you can turn to
them. Yeah. Now you're grown up and you can you can mess with them.
Okay, let's cut to some NBA players that are rookies. All right, good practice. Let's just have the rookies hang out for a while.
Would love to get some shots in, whatever.
No. Let's just sit down. We're going to talk about some freedoms that you're about to have that you didn't have in college. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, money, right?
Financial freedom, coach?
Yeah.
You guys are getting some nice NILs, so... It's not even get into that. But no. Other. You want to make another guess? You have some big freedoms coming your way.
Wait. Are you talking about the way we can have sex with even more people than we did in college? Because that's cool too.
Look, we don't have, you better check with the differences between rules in Australia and here, buddy.
Okay.
Anyway, no, let's keep focused. We're talking about how after you score a point or get a big block shot, you can now turn towards, you know what I'm going to say, you can turn towards their bench and do
a lot of things. No, coach said we couldn't do that. No, coach.
Yeah. You're trying to get us in trouble.
That we couldn't do that. Like back in college, like I got in trouble so much.
No. I'm here representing the team. And I know you guys have been trained throughout, but you're big boys now. And this is, you're able to drive. You're able to express yourself in any way you want to towards the other bench.
So this is a way of being a man.
If this is true, I got so many things I want to do. I've been working on it. You mind if I grab a notebook out? I got so many things I've been working on.
Okay. Good. Feel creative right now. This is the good time. Feel creative. What's coming into your head?
Okay, let's try that. Okay, so the first thing I'd like to do is like I like to turn to the bench and do the speech from Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Oh, the Alex
always one? Be closing?
Yes, always be closing.
Yeah, that's a fucking great speech, man.
Oh, ABC. That would be nice. It might be a little long.
Yeah. No, it's going to be long. It's going to be long. So if we can make some room for that.
And if you can press and play D as you do it and keep them there.
Or another idea, not that yours isn't better, is you just say, you see this watch? It cost more than you made last year. That's just part of the speech. Boom. I'm
glad you guys mentioned that. Glass. That as much as you had the freedom of speech, you can't have props.
You can't have props? Damn. Yeah,
because of Ocho Cinco in NFL, that all came down.
No, but like Shador Sanders does the watch thing.
Right, but you can't actually wear a watch in the game. You can mime anything. We do have a mime workshop that we're going to be doing next week with the whole team.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to mime expensive watches on your wrist, that's fine, but you can't actually have one.
That works.
Good. Cool. Any other ideas you want to run past me?
You said you had a bunch of ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm stuck.
I got another one. All right. So, I make a shot. It's a 3-point basket.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I turn around. I go sit on their bench. I put on one of their jerseys and go, y'all need some help?
Yeah. That's good. There's no way that's a technical, right?
There's no way.
We're grown up.
I don't know. I'm going to have to check with PR, but I don't know if we can wear their jersey just because of branding and a lot of that kind of stuff.
I thought you said we had freedoms. That is good.
I do like you getting on their bench, though, and pretending to be one of their players.
Okay. I got one. This one, it's got to be something we got to be able to do now. So I always in college wanted to do this, but like when coach told me not to do anything, I stopped. So I'm going to make a little shot in the lane because I don't have the range that Carl does. And and then I'm going to go over, run past their bench and say, why don't you guys go fuck your mom some more? What about that?
Wow.
Can we do that?
That is really old school.
That's vile.
What do you mean, man? That's fucking gets in their head, man.
It's supposed to be sportsmanship.
And you fucked all of their moms?
No, they need to go home and fuck their mom some more.
That's crazy. That,
motherfuckers. That
wasn't clear. Okay.
You don't think that worked? Could I get a technical for that? I'm asking.
No, you're a man now. You can say whatever you want.
All right. How about this, coach? I make a three. I go over to their basket. I strip their coach naked, put on his suit and go, let me drop a couple plays because he's not doing a good job.
Yeah. Do you put his underwear on too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Someone, Patrick Beverly, tried to do that in a game last year, and it's hard removing a coach's vest. You think you can do it real quickly, but real removing quickly. Another man's vest is
My parents
difficult.
Were in the circus.
Let's talk some more about that.
The second tech, it was one of those running down the court, like after basket, and you know you're bumping into someone, but you're pretending like you're not.
Yeah.
And you're like, boom. But that felt like really a tech because it wasn't like, bam. That just felt like.
Like bumping shoulders?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know the guy's right here, and you're running backwards. You know you're going to run into him hard. But
was this guy that ran into him hard? Had he been causing trouble already? Like had a bad thing with the refs already?
Not in this game. No.
Okay, okay.
So he did it. He did it to another player or to the ref?
No, he did it to another player.
Another player.
Oh, did he? If you look back at him, then you get in trouble. Huh, you can run through the guy, but if you like turn around, like kind of like
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that. From my perspective, so I don't know if that happened. And then the third one was just something said under breath next to a referee after referee made a call. And don't you ever wonder what that is? And that's one of those that like everyone in the audience is, our crowd is like, what? I wonder what he said. What do you think he said? What crosses the line?
The F word for... Like the
that's
like
fucking bullshit.
When Kobe got in trouble for calling another player, and this was in the NBA, the F word, or you know, like F-A-G-G.
Oh, I don't think it was. I have no idea, but I think it was just more of a complaint. Was the vibe it had this tech?
A complaint, like. Come on, ref. That was not a foul.
Or that was fuck. Well, can a player be right next to a referee and go, that was fucking bullshit?
I don't think at the college level they can.
Right. That's what I imagined it was.
I think all those men, the coaches, assistant coaches, and refs look down on those players as children and don't want to be spoken to like that and don't have to be or something like that.
And then the very next year, they go to the NBA and they can't.
And they're just their slaves.
NBA
own them. Yeah.
In NBA, can you do that? Can you be right next to a ref after a call and go, that's fucking bullshit? You won't get a check?
It depends on their discretion. I will say, I went to a Clipper game a couple nights ago. It was Dallas versus Clippers, and Kyrie was really getting into it with Tony Brothers, and they were like really getting into it. And I was sitting pretty close, so I heard them both talking, and Kyrie was going pretty hard at Tony Brothers, and Tony Brothers didn't tech him up. But I think with the NBA, it's probably more like levels to it. So like, if you're like some young rookie who's new, and you come talking shit to Tony Brothers, he's gonna tech the shit out of you and probably eject you from the game. But Kyrie LeBron. You know, if you are a vet and like a legendary player, you could probably say a little bit more to the rest.
I mean, unless you're like, I don't know what Kyrie's like reputation is, but if you like have like. The Rasheed Wallace thing where like the ref.
Yeah. The players, Paul George is kind of like that too for some reason. I don't know why, because he's not the same. He doesn't have the same attitude as Rasheed, but he just got fined $35,000. You know, Draymond got suspended 5 games and it's based on his history. His
reputation.
They always talk about his history and his reputation.
Rodman had that too. Yeah, Rodman had that too. College-wise, I think I think you can get... a tech depending on the conference, like Kansas, my team, I wouldn't be surprised if it's some of those road games or even at home. Like if you go, Jesus fucking Christ, that's a tech maybe sometimes.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. A freaking wheeze.
We cut to it's the restaurant's about to open. The wait staff is getting this instructions. So I know we got a couple of new waiters on staff. Just remember, we kind of have tiers of customers out there. And if it's a new customer, don't allow. Absolutely. If they curse at you or throw food at you, do not tolerate that. That's in absurd.
Like, we can punch him. We can, like, get at him.
We'll kick him out of the restaurant. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay,
yeah. I'm just saying.
Smart.
Don't let anyone hit you in the face with a biscuit and call you a fuckhead if this is their first time in the restaurant.
You're saying on that tier, though.
Okay. That lower tier.
Boss, I just got a couple questions for you. You say if this is their first time, we don't allow them to do that, but I don't want anybody throwing a biscuit at my head.
Well, you might be in the wrong business, man.
Whoa. Not even a fifth tier customer?
Yeah, a fifth.
I don't really have a ranking of customers. If somebody throws a biscuit at my head, I'm going to bop them one.
What if they tip $100?
Wait a minute, you won't even throw a biscuit back at them?
No.
You're going to bop them.
I'm going to give them these two biscuits.
Nice. Okay, guys, we have some fifth tier customers here. Not many.
These are like
believe loyal. Me, it takes a while. We have maybe at most 10 fifth tier customers. But they come in here, I would take, they can slap me in the head with a ribeye.
That's crazy. You should respect yourself more.
Yeah. They can throw Caesar salad dressing in my eyes.
Well, I'm sorry. Is this because both of you guys seem to be on the same page and I'm the one that's not here. Is this a thing that happens in this restaurant?
What it happens in every restaurant if you work there long enough, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a lot of restaurants. I'm newer here, but like I do know that, like, no offense to anybody here, but this isn't like the best restaurant. So like if you got a five tier person, then that's a very.
Can I just give an example? Obama is a fifth tier, five tier, and he comes in here a lot. And he has Barack thrown. Obama? Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Do I have to use both? Yeah.
No, you think he's coming in his Kenyan father?
Yeah. Why
am I or his brother that went for Trump, you know?
Obama, mm-hmm. He comes in here and he has thrown biscuits. It's usually at other customers, but, you know, fifth tier. Taylor Swift. Obama, a fourth tier.
She's not fifth tier?
You put Taylor Swift on the same tier as Barack Obama?
You fucking crazy.
Listen, please don't schedule me any shifts with this dude. I can't work with this guy.
Well, I mean, if we're just talking
about she's dating popularity. A two-tier.
Yeah.
It's weird to seat them at the same table.
That is
Travis Kelce, he threw a biscuit at a waiter. And we had to jack his shit up in the alley.
But that's tough, right? Because he's strong, right?
You don't think we have some strong bus boys working here?
I haven't seen them.
Please don't schedule me with this guy. Do not schedule me with this guy.
With me?
Yes, you. I don't want to work like on the I'm same shit.
Sense here, right?
Carl, I think you have a little bit of attitude. I mean, one day you're going to be a fifth tier customer at a nice restaurant. And you're going to want to throw a biscuit at someone's head or slap him. With a ribeye, and you're going to want a little respect. Just
like a soft piece of bread, man. Come on.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to want to do that. I don't think I'm going to want to do that. First of all, the bread here at Texas Roadhouse is way too good. That's number one. So I'm not going to want to waste it. And if I'm going to remember where I came from, and I'm going to remember when I was a worker. And
20 years later, photos going off as he it's Carl. Here he is, right back here to your table, Mr. Tart.
It's, you know, thank you so much, Mater D. You know, you're not going to believe this, but I used to work here.
Oh, everyone knows you're a legend around here. Yeah. We use stories of your working here to teach the waiters how to. I'm sorry, I'm stammering. I'm very nervous.
It's okay.
Can I have your autograph?
Autograph? You know, the most public thing about me is that I don't sign autographs, you motherfucker.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, he threw sushi in my eye.
Yeah, that's Texas Roadhouse sushi for your ass.
We have a quote from you in a frame in the kitchen saying you'd never do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I remember saying that. Oh, my God. I forgot where I came from.
Yeah, you did.
Forgot where you came from, indeed.
I'm sorry. Here's $6,000.
This is the future. This is nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's like a 20 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Let's talk some more about that.
So, Humans, I'm on the way to this tournament. I'm sitting in LAX in a just eating some food next to some people. I noticed they're wearing college basketball merch.
Man.
And I hear them speaking about NIL, name, image, likeness money, and how much her son is getting paid. And I'm eavesdropping, but per game. So listener, if you don't know what NIL means, name, image, likeness for the, and very recently now college athletes can license their name, image, or likeness for advertising purposes, or have... or have these basically these funds of boosters from these colleges just outright just give them money.
Or just like do ads for in the car dealership or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a way for them to, instead of illegally get paid, legally paid. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's happening on, it's from car dealership, barbecue restaurant to mysterious funds that no one knows what's going on with them. And state to state, it being vastly different in the laws covering it and the oversight going on. It's crazy out there, in other
words. And there's a thing called the transfer portal, for those of you who don't know, where it used to be if you transfer, you have to sit out a year. It was very costly, just like in terms of your eligibility. Right now, and they're still deciding it, but you can, it seems like for now, you can just move willy-nilly.
Yeah, so you could go to the highest bidder. Just today, I was reading I think the Washington quarterback is being offered $1 million by five different colleges to come play away.
Penix, or how do you say his name?
Michael Penix.
I'm saying the wrong guy. Then something Ward. He's great. Maybe he's from another place. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we're playing a game now. How much do you think me eavesdropping, how much was her son? And he didn't start either.
What program? I
found out later.
Yours?
No, mid-major. I'm not going to dox this woman.
Okay. A mid-major program, and he doesn't start. I'm going to throw my man $90,000 a year.
So like...
That's low.
So like a couple thousand, a few thousand a game? Or wait, what is that?
They play like 20 games, right? 20,
yeah. 25 games, yeah.
So you think that's lower than what you earn?
She said, unless I'm totally eavesdropping, but what I understood she was talking about.
Yeah.
$8,000 a game. Ooh. And she was complaining that another kid on the team was making 10 a game.
Mm-hmm. That is a problem.
Because her son was better.
But he don't start.
We don't know if the other kids.
I don't think the other kids started either. But I didn't know that till later when I started to put two and two together and figure out who her son was. But not that that matters. He could starting though. Next year too.
That's really nice money. Imagine what the next level up is getting, right? Like.
And also, why do you necessarily go? Because not everybody's going to the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gives a lot better reason to stay in college.
Yeah, most of
4 years or to go to, instead of going to Europe or whatever. Right?
Let me see. $8,000 a game times 25 games. Oh, $200,000.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And also, there's a cost for a lot of these guys that go into Europe or Australia or whatever. It's not like they won't do it, but like if you can play near home or whatever for a little bit and make about the same amount of money or something like that, and then go, why not?
Crazy world. But it's not like the pro world because you're not in contracts.
Yeah.
Like you said, you can jump into that transfer portal And there's some guys like, man, I'm talking a little out of my ass, but didn't Archie Manning get like $1 million? And I don't think he's barely played at all for Texas.
Yeah, Arch Manning's NIL is like $2 million. He just got his first snaps last game.
Oh, he did get snaps?
He did get some snaps. Because they were beating the team by like 40 points.
I thought they were like redshirting him this year or something like that.
I think he
could transfer.
Yeah, he should transfer.
he should transfer?
Yeah.
Just for more money?
What year? Because he's not getting playing time.
Yeah. What year is Quinn Ewers?
He's a freshman.
Let's see.
what year is it?
But the good players don't stay till they're seniors.
No.
Well, a Manning might.
The Ewers kid transferred to Texas in 2022.
From where?
From Ohio State. He was a backup at Ohio State, then transferred to Texas. So now Arch is his backup. Arch has some good snaps in the game.
Well, I think Arch can compete in the spring, and if he doesn't feel he's coming close enough, then he could transfer or something like that.
They're saying Quinn Ewers might go to the league too.
Who?
The guy we've just been talking about. Quinn Ewers.
The Ohio State guy?
No, the guy who's Texas. Now the Longhorns guy.
No. I'm from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Arch is going to be. How is he not going to be good? He's a Manning.
The point I'm making is it's a bummer if you're a booster and you've given $2 million and he could be, like you said, I'll wait till spring and then he could just be gone. You're like, oh my God, I blew it.
You just wasted $2 million.
Yeah.
Whereas in the NFL, they're in a contract and you can trade or whatever.
Well, that's absolutely true. I feel like if you're given $2 million to that, you got $2 million to burn.
Well, definitely. It's all.
Imagine like the local barbecue restaurant that's giving that kid $2 million.
Yeah.
Let's cut to that family discussing it. It's the end of the year. Well, we had a pretty good year. We're it looks like we're $15,000 in the black. Family. Ooh. All right. So now we just need to talk about we saved it last.
Yeah.
Because I know there were some arguments last year and this whole NIL thing's new. But and how much of
we
the.
We didn't know if he was going to stay. Let's just be upfront about that. We didn't know if he was going to stay, right? We knew that.
Yeah. Are we going to refinance the restaurant again and take our profits from this year as well to add to the NIL fund again? That's Bill, a question on
Bill,
the table.
Bill, I swear to God, I will divorce you today. I will divorce you today, Bill.
She doesn't get football, man. She doesn't get it. She doesn't
let's,
get football.
Let's weigh it. Let's just be fair and just weigh everything.
Let's be rational, okay?
Right. Let's do pros and cons.
Bill, I gave up a career in Hollywood. I was beautiful. In the early 90s. I looked just like Pamela Anderson. That's why you married me.
Oh, do we have to hear about, I knew Carl Tart. I did TV with Carl Tart again. I don't want to hear that story.
I did TV with Carl Tart. And he came in a Texas Roadhouse and we fucked.
Oh, no. That's not a brag, man.
It is a brag.
Oh, come on. Listen. All right.
Let's just all be reasonable. And let's start with the cons of spending all
okay,
of our
okay. I'll be profits. Since I'm the most for giving as much money to Arch as possible, and I do like to call him Arch. I feel like it's my responsibility to make the case, which is that what we do here is stupid, and what he does by playing for Texas football is one of the greatest things he can do on earth.
Right, but he didn't actually play. He never played this year. Well, he played.
He took some snaps.
He took seven snaps.
Well, that's seven snaps, not zero. And also.
So that's what, let's figure the math on this.
I mean, whatever the math is, you're saying.
I think that's $157,000 per snap.
Sounds like a deal to me.
I will leave this family in the dust if you guys are going to continue to ruin my life. Do you know what I had? Do you know what makeup I had to use last year? I had to burn my own ashes to make eyeliner. I had to take lead out of pencils to make eyeliner. We are losing too much money trying to give it to these kids.
Oh, you're saying that the makeup you had to make out of nothing because you couldn't afford it.
Yes. Yes. I'm so sick of you two. We have our own children.
Yeah.
Well, if our child was Arch Manning, oh my God.
Oh yeah, my
God. We wouldn't have all these problems.
Our son has muscular dystrophy. He has muscular dystrophy. He can't be Arch Manning.
Right. Exactly. Okay? So we have not produced you're talking about my nephew here, but like,
yes, yeah, you are his brother. Yeah, you are my husband's brother.
Listen, like,
just like Arch Manning is related to, oh my God, let's list him.
Well, his uncles are Archie, Eli,
Peyton,
Archie's Eli. Grandpa. Cooper's
let's look at dad. Their photos up on the wall.
Yeah.
The beloved Mannings.
I can't believe this. All of my things will be out of the house tonight.
I'm done. Saying. All I'm saying is one more year.
One more year, honey.
Y'all promised me I would be the queen of barbecue here in Austin, Texas. And I am the queen of shit. the queen of dog shit.
We cut to the state fair and it's the judge is walking around. He's just done the baked pies contest. Now he's coming over to the barbecue sauce section. He's coming over to our section, honey. Look good.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Judge.
How you doing?
How did the baked pies tasting this year?
Well, rich and delicious. I don't know if your barbecue is going to compete, but I can't wait to find out. I always love to follow the pies with the barbecue.
Well, I want to introduce you to my wife. She is the queen of barbecue.
Hello, Judge.
Oh, my. She's gorgeous.
Okay, thank you, Judge.
Sorry. Sorry, once I got past 60, I just say things that are on my mind. Anyway, what do we have here in terms of the barbecue?
Well, this is a pulled pork, and he starts to taste, and he moves around. Did you hear that? That was the judge of all the food contests, not just the barbecue sauce, and he acknowledged your existence as the queen of barbecue. I told you.
Shut up. I am leaving you. I'm going to Hollywood to marry Carl Tart.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com. Let's talk some more about that.
So I engaged with the referee. The referee shouldn't engage with me, right?
Well, it depends on where you sit and where you're sitting.
I wasn't sitting on the court. I was sitting behind the basket, like row C.
Okay. What'd you say?
I said...
Go fuck your mom some more.
No, I'd never curse. I started laughing when you started saying I came here all the way from Cleveland because that's what flashed through my brain because it was during the second game. I was like, am I not going to be able to come in the third game? But I said, and I can project. I may not be the best fan, but I'm the loudest fan, guys. I know how, and I'm an actor. I can settle on. And these courts are basically high school size. So if you pick that moment right after the music stomps, right before the free throw, you can get in a nice, clear moment.
And my name is Matt Batzer. Sir.
IMDb. I said, I've heard trees filled with birds whistle less. And he walked over. They took a free throw, and then it was one of those timeouts they do between a free throw. And then he walked over towards me, and he said, "What'd you say?" or something like that. "What was that?"
Yeah.
And I went, "You?" And then I just said it really slowly.
You said it again? What did you say so slowly, like you're making fun of him? Like, I said...
No, like he's a dummy. No, yeah, I just went, I said, like you couldn't hear me. I went, "You whistle more than a tree filled with birds," or something like that.
I feel like that is such a inoffensive...
You're not cursing.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost cute. Yeah.
Especially with the ref sucks chant going on.
Yeah. Right was he like, "Oh, okay." And then he walked away.
He just stared me down. He was jacked too. Like he could kick my ass in any other situation.
You know what? I think about refs. Here's what I think about refs. Refs are cops. They take on the same mentality as police. Exactly. They feel like they are there to regulate the game and keep everybody safe and all this BS, but they do not want to be talked down to, talked back to, like they are police. They think they deserve this level of respect that they really don't deserve. They probably don't get paid as much as they should.
No, that's a huge part of it. If it's in, especially within the pros. These guys are getting paid nothing, and these other guys are getting paid like so much. And then
I am definitely, when it comes to baseball, I definitely think behind the plate should be a robot. I do.
Okay.
I know that it's harder.
That's a real thing people talk about. Yeah.
I know that it's harder for the bases, for the base judges, but for the behind a plate, there should be no reason there should be a person back there.
Figure it out. Yeah.
What's the argument against it at this point?
Tradition.
Yeah. It's like the traditional, like what's next kind of thing. You know, like let's robotize the whole game except for the players or something like that.
Angel Hernandez. That guy, if there's compilations on YouTube of Angel Hernandez making terrible calls, there is.
What is
teams?
He?
There's teams coming together. He's a baseball ump.
He's a home plate ump.
Yeah, he does home plate. He also does other positions. But there's teams that come together after a game to go, "We both felt like Angel Hernandez was reffing horribly."
Yeah, yeah,
right. But he has the league in a chokehold for some reason. He sued for racial discrimination when they didn't have him in a playoff series once, where it was like his record spoke for
what race is he?
Angel Hernandez, he's Latino. Oh,
he has
they've spoken out against him a million times, and I think the league is afraid of him suing them.
That's Scott Foster, right?
Yeah. Does he have him by the
same
ball
shit.
Too?
Well, Foster, yeah, like that Paul has
so corrupt. That's crazy. Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that after the Donaghy situation, he called Scott Foster 117 times over the next like 2 days.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, wait, and then when and wait, it was what? From the phone.
That's
that
a he, lot of calls.
It was from the phone
calls.
That he used to gamble.
Donaghy was the betting ref.
He got caught betting, and they said after he got found out, he called Scott Foster 117 times, and Scott never answered. Scott knew that the ball was about to drop. The shoe was about to drop.
He's like, "I'm going to call you so many times, they're going to question you." You motherfucker.
Why aren't you answering that phone? He's called you, look,
because you know
104
what?
Times.
Because I know why he's calling me. Have you been
just
watching
pick it
ESPN?
Up.
Have you been watching ESPN?
Yes, because you have it on every channel in the entire house.
He's
just
busted.
Answer the phone and talk
done.
To him.
I'm not talking.
Tell him you don't want to talk.
I think he should tell. I think after 104 calls, he should get that picture.
Well, oh, there it goes again. We can't get to sleep. This is the middle of the night. Well, you need to block his phone or something.
I'm sorry I can't put it on silent, but what if there's a real emergency?
Please leave your message after the tone. This message is message for Scott. Listen, man, it's Tim.
We gotta hear this again.
It's Tim. Listen, man, I know I've been trying to call. I just want to talk. I'm just trying to have a conversation. I'm not even talking about what's going on. Like ESPN, Schmespn. I just want to talk about something else. I wanted to see how the kids were. I wanted to see how to call me back, mother.
Asking about the
okay,
kids.
Wait, pause. I mean, okay, you heard most of the message there, right? Like, you hear that's bullshit. Nobody calls on or
no one for ever kids. Ask about our kids. No one ever compliments how pretty I am.
A very handsome woman. And
you haven't said that in many years.
You're handsome as hell.
Only when I ask.
Okay, that was
you really lay on the handsome too.
Well, I think it's appropriate. You're handsome, and that's a compliment. I will not accept that it's not. But like, my point is that if he cared about the kids, he wouldn't be calling 104 times.
Okay, there it's going again. Just pick up and talk to him. That's 105. Fine.
If he calls again, I'll pick up. Otherwise,
ring, 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 ring.
Just please. I have to get up for work tomorrow.
Hey, man.
Don't make me.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? I ain't talked to you in a minute.
I don't know what's going on with you. You just called me 105 times.
Oh, is that how many times it was? I thought it was like three.
Nah, listen, it was way more than three, man.
Hey, so, you know, just wanted to check in with you.
About
and,
what?
And, you know, just with your family. So how's your family? How's your handsome wife?
she's beautifully handsome, as always.
Yeah.
And oh, what else you want to talk about?
Yeah, just that I'm headed out. I'm traveling a little bit. I'm going to go down to Columbia.
Good for you. Yeah.
And
you move around. Yeah. Start something new.
And I also just wanted to tell you that if you say anything to the fucking court system, I'll have you killed.
Cut
you.
Insane.
That's why.
Humans, this has been great talking basketball to my sports buddies and then improvising on it. See, anything can be the inspiration for improv is what we proved today. Even college basketball.
Especially college basketball.
So do you guys want to plug anything or tell people where to find you on social media when you are plugging something?
Carl?
Yeah. Listen to the Flagrant Ones. I got three podcasts right now you should check out.
There you go.
Two sports-based and one Gossip Girl-based. The real trifecta. We got the Flagrant Ones on patreon.com/flagrantones. Check that out. It's hosted by me, Hayes Davenport, and Sean Clemens. It's a basketball podcast. We're in full swing right now talking about professional hoops. And then I got a podcast called Foosballs that I host with my buddies Ryan Meharry and Greg Gallant, and that's right. All things the Shield. That's all football, all NFL, fantasy, gambling, all that good stuff. That's wherever you get your podcast. You can find it on the first one's on Patreon, the second one's on wherever you get your podcast, and the third one is Gossip Kings, XOXO Gossip Kings. I host with my buddy Lamar Woods. We are doing a rewatch of the Gossip Girl series, but it's really just us kind of talking. So tune in to that one. That one's find that one wherever you get your podcast too. And I'm on Instagram at DammitCarl, DammitCarl.
Now that's nice. How to plug Brett Morris. That's a good one. My fantasy, this is my worst fantasy year ever.
Mine too. Oh, I am
terrible.
I got a team. I went through this advanced analytics. So we made a league for foosballs and we got a bunch of people in. And I made a team that my team is stacked. Like great players every week. And I put it through an advanced analytics machine. It said that my team has underperformed by 7 fantasy points, -7 fantasy points every week of the season. And I'm currently sitting at 3-8. Like and my team is good. I didn't want to trade anybody.
I have Saquon Barkley. I have Burrows. I have Cup. So that says it all.
Yeah. But what's up with Cup? Is he healthy?
No.
No. He came back for one game and then he didn't pan out. But it's the tough fantasy. I'm in 4 leagues. I don't think I'm making the playoffs in any of them.
No.
Who's the top 3 quarterbacks in fantasy?
Right now,
I've been playing this.
Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud. He's up there. He's doing great.
Herbert's nowhere?
Herbert is not up there. And it sucks. It sucks what's happening to Herbert's career. He's getting his career ruined by this damn team.
He's going to get a new coach. He's going to get a new coach, right?
He needs one.
Yeah. All right, Luca, you got a place we can find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in a movie called Code 3. I had a couple scenes with, like, your friend Rob Riggle and some other fun people. And I don't know when that's coming out. And then I'm on Instagram at Luca Jovetich, my real name. But if you just type in Luca Jones, you can find it. But I'm really boring on Instagram, so.
Code 3 Humans and Improv for Humans. For Humans. ImprovForHumans.com is our platform, Brett. And we have so many things going on there. I don't even want to get into it, but you should go there and look into it and see that just for $40, you can be part of the entire experience. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.